there were a series of experiences really that I went through that, I don't know, woke me up, opened my eyes, gave me a revelation about women, about feminine energy, feminine power, and about the wound in our collective consciousness that I think needs to be addressed. I mean, it's one of many wounds, but I think it may be one of the critical ones that is going to determine how we're able to change this energy. I was looking a few years ago for a self-defense class, and they're pretty expensive. Yeah, I live in New York City, so they're probably even more expensive. And it was really hard trying to find one. Anyway, I found one in Brooklyn, and you know, which is great because I lived in Brooklyn. And so it was inexpensive too. I think the class was, you know, maybe $45 or something like that. So I sent out this email to about 200 women or so, you know, that were nearby that could benefit from this class. And I sent it out. I'm going to, you know, check out the class and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, nobody said anything to me. Not one out of 200 women responded to me. Not even to say, oh, that's nice. Tell me how it went. Because I was expecting maybe to hear something like that. Not a word. That email went completely unacknowledged. Okay, fine. So I go to the class, and this class was phenomenal. The philosophy, the approach, the tactics, I really loved this class. As a matter of fact, I loved it so much that I wanted to study with the school, because this was given by a martial arts school, and the instructor was Al Justo, and he also ran this, he's a martial artist, he's a black belt, and he ran a studio at the time and was teaching a form of kung fu called Bofeng Do. And I was so impressed by the self-defense class that I just had to see what this martial arts was about that he was teaching. So I scheduled for that. But in the meantime, I got back on the email. Now I sent a message to 300 women. Okay, now I've taken the class. I can vouch, okay, that this is unbelievable, this class. It will make you totally rethink, you know, everything you might know or think you know about defending yourself. And again, not one word. So that's when I was like, okay, there's something going on. So I've taken this class. I gotten, you know, my yellow belt in kung fu. And at the end of it, there was a conference given out of state. And I wasn't able to attend, but one of my classmates was able to go. And so she goes, and when she comes back, she tells me everything, you know, I can't wait to hear. And she tells me one of the classes that she took while she was there was one on verbal self-defense. So the class begins where the teacher is just having people say no in a loud, firm voice. And she told me that none of the women in the class would do it. My jaw just dropped. I couldn't believe it. So after all of these various experiences, it really came to me that this whole concept of women as the weaker sex, it's really gotten ingrained, embedded in our collective consciousness. And in addition to that, when I was in Peru a few years ago, I had this really interesting, I don't know, a transmission with the ocean, really, about how feminine power and just power in general is just so misconstrued. Because I think that a lot of people, when they think of feminine power, if you look at the images on TV, what it really is a woman acting like an aggressive male. And so I think that on top of this already ingrained energy of woman as the weaker sex, you have this other situation that kind of creates this feedback loop of not wanting to become this idea of power that society portrays, because what that really means is giving up your femininity. And if you look around, how many women out there hold back on their power, hide their power, downplay their power, because in a relationship, the man doesn't see you, and maybe you don't see yourself as feminine anymore. You're not as sensual, you're not as sexual, you're not as desirable as other women if you're powerful. But our understanding of power needs an overhaul. So yeah, my work with women, that's part of what's driving what I'm doing. That's part of where I'm coming from, because one of the things that I got from that ocean is that feminine power really is about embracing the flow of your power. And we definitely need to work a little bit on that.